The Maker's House Chapel International presents Destiny Word with Dr. Michael Brady Damichek. As a child of God, you are mandated to take territory and fulfill your destiny. Destiny Word is designed to help illuminate your path towards a purpose-driven life. Please stay tuned for the unadulterated Word of God, a word that not only brings focus to your life, but also helps you navigate the challenges that comes your way.
Proverbs chapter number 16, from the verse number 16 or 15. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. Verse 17. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserves his soul. The verse number 18 is my anchor scripture for today. Pride goes before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Pride goes before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Today I'm going to start with my teachings, or my sermons, or my series on cardinal sins, with the premier or the first of all sins. They call it the father of all sins. They call it the head of all sins. They call it the most deadly amongst the deadly sins. I'm going to talk about pride for a minute. I'm going to take you through pride, and I want you to understand that when we talk about pride, pride is when one arrogates unto himself the distinct prerogatives of God. When a man arrogates unto himself the distinct prerogatives of God, we say the person has pride in himself, or the person is proud. Pride is something that the Bible says that God frowns upon. If anybody wants to go down, I think the quickest route to the bottom, to beneath even the bottom, is when the person exhibits tendencies or tenets of pride. Pride happens to be the premium sin. It was the same thing that the devil had demonstrated. And if you read, the Bible says that, and he said, and I will lift up my throne, and I will be like the Most High. Pride is when the eyes take center stage of a person's life. When a man's life is saturated by himself, when he's obsessed with himself, when everything about life is about himself, when he thinks even more likely of himself than he even thinks of other people. So he can look down on other people. He can say that, oh no, these people are, but these guys are not human beings. These people, he can look down on people. Those are the demonstrations of pride. Pride is something God frowns upon. Why? Because every human being you will meet was made after the image and after the likeness of God. Everybody that God has made, everybody is carrying something of God, something that belongs to God. Everybody that you meet in this life, in these moments of reflection, these moments that I believe that everybody who is sane is reflective. In these times of reflection, you have to understand that what the devil wants to promote and push people to do is to exhibit the tendencies and the tenets of pride. Pride is when you arrogate unto yourself the distinctive, the unique prerogatives of God. Pride is when a man thinks highly of himself, and pride is what will send you to your grave quicker than any weapon of mass destruction. Pride is the devil's ticket, safe pass into destruction. Pride happens to be the father, we call it the father of all sins. With pride comes other things which we will talk about in the subsequent weeks, but pride, the Bible says pride goes before fall. When you arrogate unto yourself the distinct prerogatives of God, and you begin to see yourself more important than other people, the Bible says that you are an arrogant person and you are walking in pride. You are proud, you are arrogant, and unfortunately for us, we have a lot of people who say they are believers, they are tongue-talking believers, and yet they walk without any form of humility. They are so proud, they are so arrogant, and they fail to realize that pride or arrogance is an attribute of the devil. Anybody who walks in pride tells you that the spirit or something that belongs to the devil is with that person. Pride is when you arrogate unto yourself the distinct prerogatives of God. Pride is not something that anybody should be found within its territory. There is nobody that should be found in the territories of pride. I'm going to take you through some few steps and help you to understand, because you see, in this world, there is no war. There is no divorce. There is no contention. There is no chest split that was not formed on the anvils of pride. When men begin to see themselves bigger than their real selves, pride has taken center stage of their lives. Pride is not something that you need to have as a believer. Saint Augustine defined pride, he put it succinctly, he puts it so well, he called it covetous in se. When you cave a world around yourself and everything in this world is around you and you've built almost like walls within yourself and there is nothing outside there that even impresses you, you are the biggest person, you are the nicest person, you are the wealthiest person, you are the smartest person, covetous in se. When you build a cave around you, building a cave around yourselves and living within the cage that you build, that is pride. Pride is when a person doesn't believe in the theo drama but believes in the ego drama. Ego drama is when the person believes that he's his own story writer, he's his own storyteller, he's his own producer, he's his own director, and he stars in his own production. That is ego drama. Ego drama is when everything is about yourself, that you don't even appreciate the fact that whatever you have, it is God that gave you. And so you believe that whatever you have, wherever you have gotten to, whatever you do, you created your own story, you wrote your own script, you directed your own story, you starred in your own story. And so that is covetous in se. You've built a world around yourself and you are living in the ego drama. But God is calling somebody out of that kind of conundrum right now. That don't walk in an ego drama. Don't believe that you are your own architect, that you are the architect of your success, and wherever you get to, you are your own master and architect. But get to a place where you know and you understand what is called a theodrama. Theodrama, people of God, child of God, daughter of Zion, son of God that is listening to the sound of my voice. Theodrama is when you know that God is the writer of your script. God is the producer of your script. And God is the director of your script. And the script of your life was written and directed and produced by God. And when you get to that place, there is no way you will exhibit any tenet of arrogance or pride. After all, the Bible says, what do you have that you did not receive? And if you received what you have, why then therefore do you boast in that which you have? That is covetous in se. When you build that walls around yourself and that cave around yourself and you walk in that ego drama, God is calling his church out into a new place where we will understand that our going out and our coming in and whatever we do, it is God's handwriting. It is his fingerprints and it's the things that he does that fastens who we are and help us to get to where we ought to be. God wants you to understand that he is the writer of the script of your life. He is the writer of the script of your life. And he is the director of the script of your life. He is the producer of the script of your life. There is nobody who has ever walked with pride, walked arrogantly, walked proudly, that has ever amounted to anything. For God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. That test is very important. I believe that even in these times where people are so puffed up with their little achievements and the little things that they are able to do and the things that they are able to achieve, and they get so puffed up that they don't even respect and value people anymore, I believe that this test will make sense to you, child of God. Somebody that is listening to the sound of my voice, maybe you've experienced a little blessing from God and because of that you are puffed up. But I came to tell you, God can give you more only if you can go down. For if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, God doesn't want you to walk in pride. He wants you to walk in humility. Humility is from the Latin word humilitas, which is also from the same root word humus, which means the earth, which means the ground. God wants you to go down, go to the ground, touch the earth. God wants you to go so down that it is almost like you have no recognition of yourself. Jesus lost everything. King of kings, walking amongst men, and people could not even identify who he was. Your arrogance probably is what is stopping you from achieving the heights that God. And so watch this. When the Bible says the Lord opposes or the Lord resists the proud, child of God, this is what it really means. To resist or to oppose is not like to dislike or to hate. Those are two different words. To dislike something might not necessarily mean you oppose it. You might not like the new government, or you might not like the sitting president. You might not like the government in power. But the fact that you don't like them doesn't mean you can resist them. It's a different ballgame altogether. To say that God resists or opposes the proud simply means that when you even call yourself a Christian and you walk in arrogance and you are a proud person, God says, you have me to contend with. I have a way of stopping you. I have a way of blocking you. I have a way of pushing you to the back. I have a way of stopping you, for I am able to resist the proud. Is it possible that there are so many people who are parading the streets of our world, moving within the confines of our space, and they think it's the devil that is stopping them, because they know they go to church, they tithe, they pray, they give offerings, they do all of that. They are prayer warriors. And yet things are not moving for them. Your pride, your arrogance will cause God to resist you. God has a way of promoting. God has a way of lifting the humble. I came to just tell you, child of God, that if there is anything that you need to pray for, if there is anything that you need to understand, if there is anything that you need to pursue, it is the spirit of humility, and not allow pride to get hold of you. There is no split in a church that was not initiated by pride. There is no divorce that wasn't initiated by pride. There is no problem that wasn't solved that was not initiated by pride. I'm telling you, I was telling a young man yesterday, I said, listen to me. There is no problem that is too big to be solved, but people are too small to solve problems. Maybe let me rewind and press play. There is no problem that is too big to be solved, but people are too small to solve problems because of our pettiness. The reason why you packed your bag and left the house is because your pride was bruised. Your pride was affected, but he had no countenance and they spat on him. And the King of Kings was ridiculed and mocked. And yet he humbled himself even to the death on the cross. That after that death on the cross, the Bible says that he is given a name that is above every other name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every knee bows and every tongue confesses his lordship. I just came to tell you, child of God, that what God wants you to understand and where God wants to bring you to is that realm where you go down, you become a humus. You go down, you are a human being, you are a homo sapien, you are from humus, you are from the ground, you are from the earth. And so learn to go down. The reason why you packed your bag from that matrimonial home is because you felt bruised. The reason why you walked out of that marriage, young man, was because you felt your wife did not speak to you well. You felt that your ego was bruised. She disrespected you. And lady, you felt the man disrespected you. And it's because of your arrogance or your pride. But I believe that divorce rates will go down if people will leave themselves behind. The Bible says that, and if a man wants to follow me, let them deny themselves, pick up their cross and follow me. Denying yourself simply means nailing your pride to the cross. I strongly believe that the rifts in societies, the problems in our world, is as a result of what I call the head sin. The sin that is the head of all sins, according to Dante's work and the Divine Comedy and all the ones that you have read, Merton's book, and all the books that you've read about some of these topics that I believe you have done. The least of all sins, to all of them, the ancient philosophers and all of them, they believe the least of all sins was actually sexual sins. But the head of all sins was pride. It is dangerous to walk in pride, because anybody who walks in pride walks against God. You become an enemy of God by default. Man of God, humble yourself. The reason why God called you was because of the people. Humble yourself. You're not supposed to be walking over the people. Humble yourself. Go down for the people. Jesus laid down his life for the flock. Humble yourself. Politician, humble yourself. Leader, humble yourself. Whoever you are, go down. Humble yourself. Because if you want God to resist you, you don't need demons. If you really want to go down very quickly in life, you don't need demons. You don't even need to pay anybody to help you go down. You just have to exhibit pride. Arrogance is a ticket with a visa that gives you the VIP treatment on your route to hell, route to destruction, route to where the devil is. Please understand this. You can never have the Spirit of God and exhibit arrogance or pride. You can never have. If you see any man, any woman who is arrogant and walking in those high levels of pride, I can tell you that their spirits are questionable, because the ones with the good Spirit of God, they walk with humility. I'm not saying they walk timidly. I don't believe that a child of God is supposed to be timid. I believe that the Bible says that the righteous shall be as bold as the lion. So there is boldness. But with the boldness, there is humility. Walk in humility. Humility is when you begin to appreciate that whatever is happening around your life is as a result of the theodrama. That it is God that is ordering your steps. That your might, that your contacts, that your know-how, and the things that you have are not what has brought you this far. Theodrama is when you appreciate that you have come this far by the grace of God. Theodrama is when the human being appreciates that wherever he is, wherever he has gotten to, it is because God has decided to lift him up. Listen, child of God, in the book of Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 8, pride goes before fall. If you don't want to fall in life, if you don't want to fail in life, if you don't want your life to go south, there is a word from God for you. Pride should be avoided. If you see anybody who is walking arrogantly, I can tell you the person is going to go down. Doesn't need a rocket scientist. The person doesn't need any of these prophets prophesying about how badly they are going to end up. The person doesn't need any of them. I can guarantee you that anybody who walks in pride, those levels and dimensions of pride, has already bought himself a ticket to destruction. Pride goes before fall, and an haughty spirit before destruction. Pride goes before destruction, and an haughty spirit before fall. They are both the same. If you want to be haughty, or if you walk in haughtiness, if you are disrespectful, if you don't honor and respect people, there are men and there are women, young man, young woman, you are so arrogant that you can stand and even insult fathers, insult mothers, insult people who are placed in authority, placed in leadership above you, whether they are politicians or kings or chiefs or assemblymen, wherever they are. Please understand that humility will mean that you will not be haughty. It means that you will go to that level where we call humilitas, where you will go to the ground, where you go down, where you'll be the servant of all. Jesus, the leader, Jesus, the Savior, Jesus, the Master, Jesus, the miracle worker, when he was with his people, he washed their feet. Do you really understand that? And he said, the one that wants to be the greatest amongst must serve. Because humility has the mindset of service. Is it possible that a lot of people are not doing well in our times, whether they are politicians or whatever they are, because they don't walk with humility? Because if you have humility at heart, if you don't exhibit pride and you have humility, you have the people at heart. And not only that, you will serve them. Great man, great woman watching you right now. I just came to you with a word that I believe will bless you, a word that I believe will lift you up. And the word is that we should move away from the cardinal sin of pride. Pride will make you go to church and even want to sit in a place where you are comfortable with and not understand that you are before God, and so your personal acquisitions and all the things you've been able to pile up do not matter. Pride is what will make somebody look into the eyes of another human being and ask the person, do you know who I am? Pride is what will make you look down upon somebody because the person is serving you. Pride is what will make you look at somebody and call the person an animal. Pride is what will make you mock and ridicule somebody because of a disease or a sickness that they were born with. They had no control over. Pride is what will make you look at an elderly person and ridicule and mock and even insult them. Pride is what will make you look at somebody else when they are even doing things for God and abuse them, insult them, or to speak or talk behind them. Pride goes before destruction. And if you want God to destroy you real quick, walk in pride. If you want God to come at you real quick, walk in pride. And so these days, people, when people meet, because they put their pride on display, their ego in their showcase, what they do is that they can even ask, amongst us, whose car is beautiful? Whose car is the nicest? Who has the nicest house? Who has the this? Who has that? Anybody that walks like that is walking with an ego drama. He believes that he's the one that does everything. Actually, the people that God has blessed and they have humility, even what they have, until they expose them to you, you will never know. Because true blessing go with true humility. And if it is not God that has blessed you and you puff up, God will find a way of bringing you down. My prayer for you this morning is that you will not walk with pride, but you walk with humility. You will humble yourself. You will go down. You will serve. You will go down. You will humble yourself. You serve your constituency. You serve your nation. You serve your generation. You serve the ministry that God has placed you in. I believe and I pray that God is raising a new army of people that are going to stand and do the Lord's bidding and not walk arrogantly. Watch this. What brought the demotion of the devil from the heavens was not because he did any other thing sexual, stealing, what people normally now, they think those are dangerous sins. We frown on all of them. They are all sins. Whether it's stealing, whether it's fornication, whether it's adultery, whatever it is, lust, sexual sins, any of them, they are all sins. But the head of all sins was what the devil committed, and the Lord could not tolerate it. When he said, I will lift up my throne and I will be like God. And so the name Michael was a taunting name. Who is like God? Was a name that should remind the devil at all times that there is nobody like God. That what brought the devil down was when the devil wanted to be like God, wanted to lift himself, wanted to arrogate unto himself the unique and distinctive prerogatives of God. What really brought the devil down, child of God, is when the devil walked in pride. What caused Adam and Eve to move away from the garden, for God to drive them out of the garden, was when they arrogated unto themselves the unique and distinctive prerogatives of God. What do you mean, young man? The tree of knowledge of good and evil, that is something that only God had prior to their fall. It's only God that knew what was good and what was evil. And he said, the devil asked them, did God say that nobody shall eat of this fruit? Yes, God said that. He said, no, that's not true. Whoever eats this will be as God. And when they took up that challenge, they arrogated unto themselves the unique and distinctive prerogatives of God. That is walking in pride. And anybody that walks in pride at that level, theologically, humanly, anybody that lifts himself above other people, anybody that thinks of himself higher than other people, thinks highly of himself than other people, that person is walking in pride. I pray for you, child of God, that that will not be your story. I pray for you that pride will not be a part of you. I pray for you that you will not walk, thank you, Holy Spirit of God, that no matter what happens, you will not walk in that realm where pride has taken hold of you, where you have let down your guard, where everything about you is about the boastful nature of your material acquisitions and the things that you've been able to achieve or acquire. I pray for you this morning that the Lord will deliver you from the hands of pride. I pray for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Word by Dr. Michael Gwede Nyamiche. We believe you have been impacted to fulfill your purpose. For more transformative and uplifting teachings from Dr. Nyamiche, kindly join us at the Maker's House Chapel International Destiny Arena, adjacent the School of Nuclear and Allied Sciences. Join any of our services, Sunday Word from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., teaching service on Wednesdays from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and our flagship program, Morning Aura, on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. to engage in prayer and experience the supernatural. You can also be part of our online services, Command Your Morning, every weekday from 4:45 a.m. to 6 a.m., and Power Up Your Week every Sunday from 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. on our social media platforms. For more information about our ministry, you can reach out to us on 020-004-7488 or 026-681-3275. Additionally, visit our website at www.themakershouse.org. God bless you abundantly as you journey towards your destiny with courage and faith. Destiny Word, be empowered to take territories and fulfill destinies.